With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStars Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner! And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello, and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and today we have three wonderful Pokémon trivia games and four wonderful contestants to answer those questions. First, coming from the Great White North, we have Babaloo.
Hey, hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, how are things up in Canada? I know in the States it's been relatively cold this last week or so. How are things up there?
Oh, well, probably Canadian cold.
Canadian cold?
Yeah.
Nice. Great. And then his opponent, coming from Thatchland, he keeps Thatch's TCG skills in check, we have Beaverlaw.
Hello, everybody.
All right. How are things going over there? You've actually played TCG League with Thatch recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I finally got him to start coming out regularly to League. So he's got some skills. He likes playing Greninja since he found out I play Volcanion, so that's a little annoying.
Yeah, but yeah, I suppose. well, that's great. And as a quick mention here, both Babaloo and Bivola are Patreon backers. So we appreciate your contributions and we appreciate you coming on the show. I will take this quick time to remind you, if you want to donate to Puckle Podcast, you can go to our Patreon page and donate as little as $1 a month to us. Every little bit helps and it all goes right back to the community. Now, after that shameless plug, their teammates joining Babaloo, also a Canadian, we have our one of our staff writers who you can find writing articles about our Pokemon of the Week. We have Sometimes I Fly.
Hi, I'm happy to be back on as a co-host this time.
Yeah, last time you were here, you came on as a contestant, and since then you officially became part of the writing staff, and so now you're on the other side of things.
Yeah, it feels good. Now I'm taking on Maximus instead of on his team.
Instead of teaming up, yeah. And Sometimes I Fly, Babaloo, you guys have come up with a team name, and you said that is going to be Sometimes I Bab, is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
All right, fantastic. I love it. And teaming up with Bivola, it was spoiled a little bit by Sometimes I Fly, but we have Mr. Maximus, a longtime co-host of the Puckle Podcast.
Hey, hey, how's everybody doing today?
All right, fantastic. Well, without any further ado, folks, let's go ahead and get into our first game.
Are you a boy or a girl?
All right, just as Gator told us a moment ago, we are going to be starting this show off with Are You a Boy or a Girl? Here's a refresher of the rules for everyone. The teams will ask yes or no questions until they have determined who the NPC is, with the exception of the first question, which of course is going to be Are You a Boy or a Girl? You must ask the NPC's name as one of your questions. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly except for the loss of a question. Each NPC is worth a total of 2,000 points, but each question you ask reduces that point total by 100. If you have narrowed down who the character is but cannot recall that character's name, you will take a 300-point penalty. Gentlemen, do we have any questions about those rules before we get started?
Nope.
No, sir.
All right. So we are going to start with Team Sometimes I Bab. And whenever you are ready, you may ask the first question.
All right, do you go first?
Oh, sorry.
Why don't we let our guests go first? Babalu, go ahead and start.
Okay. Are you a boy or a girl?
You are a boy.
Okay.
Are you from generations 1 to 3?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you a gym leader?
No.
Okay.
Are you a member of an enemy team?
No.
So what's left is like Pokemon League?
Yeah, Elite Four, Rivals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Professors.
Right. Should I ask if we battle him?
That would put it down to Rivals and Elite Four. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Do we battle you?
No.
Okay.
So it looks like it's either a professor or a friend, but in Gens 1 to 3, there's not that many friend characters. A lot of them are people that you end up battling. So, are you a professor?
Yes, that is question 6.
Okay.
So professor from the first 3 gens.
All right, Babalu, back to you.
I'm just going to go for it. Are you Professor Oak?
No.
Okay.
It's always best once you have 3 just to guess. You're totally right. So, who's left? Professor Birch and Professor Elm?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Professor Birch?
No.
Well, I guess this decides it. Are you Professor Elm?
Yes, you are indeed okay. Professor Elm. Nice work. Very well executed in a very timely manner as well. That took you 9 questions, so that is worth 1,200 points.
Nice.
All right,
way to go.
Nice work. I think that's the most efficient I've seen a pair of people do this game. Thank you. All right, nice work. So with that being done, I forgot to say this before. Bivola and Maximus, they have also decided on a team name, which I just skipped over for some reason. Bivola, you said last night you watched The Goonies, right?
That is correct.
All right. Would you like to tell them what your team name is then?
Yes, we are Team Truffle Shuffle.
All right. There we go. I love it. So with that, Beaverla, so Team Truffle Shuffle, we have the NPC ready for you. Beaverla, why don't you go ahead as our guest, why don't you go ahead and start us out?
Are you a boy or a girl?
You are a girl.
Okay.
Are you from generations 1, 2, or 3?
Yes.
Okay, good. Can you be encountered in gold, silver, or heart gold, soul silver?
No.
Okay. Are you a gym leader?
No.
Whew. Do we battle you?
Yes.
Are you an Elite Four member?
Yes.
Okay, so there's not that many. Like,
because
the only ones I know was it Agatha, Phoebe.
Well, if you don't run into them in Heart Gold Soul Silver, then it's not Lorelei or Agatha.
Oh, then it may be Phoebe then, because Phoebe's like, isn't she the only Gen 3?
I think so, the ghost one, right?
Yeah. She's my favorite Elite Four member in that generation.
Yeah, I think it's her. Go for it.
Is it my turn or your turn?
I don't know. It is Beaverless' turn. This is question 7.
Oh, are you Phoebe?
No.
Darn.
Wait a minute, is there another female Elite Four member in Gen 3?
I'm running my head. I can't think of it. Because there's the dragon guy and Steven.
Let's recap the questions and make sure that I didn't tell you anything incorrectly. So this is a female in gens 1, 2, or 3. Not a gym leader. In fact, we specifically said it was an Elite Four member. Not part of the Heart Gold Soul Silver remakes.
Well, he also said Gold Silver and Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
I did.
You said any Gen 2 games. Let me verify and make sure. I think the answer is still correct, but I'm going to verify.
See, I'm trying to list off the Elite Four members of Gen 3, and I can't.
So, does this character appear in Gold, Silver, or the remakes of the Gen 2 games? The answer is no.
Okay.
Well, the person's an Elite Four member, so it has to be one of them. But there's Drake, which is the dragon guy. There's Steven, Wallace, but they're all males. Phoebe's already been said, so we're missing two.
It was a guy, though. He had, like, the pink mohawk.
Then who were we missing? Like, that's one person. I'm trying to remember from my Omega Ruby playthrough.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there an ice person?
No, that's Lorelei. She was ice. Mm. Was there an ice person? Or is that Wallace?
No, Wallace was water. I could have sworn there was an ice person.
Because it's Dark, Ghost, Water, Dragon, and then Steven is the champion. Right there's a five.
No, but Wallace and Steven, wouldn't Wallace and Steven be interchangeable depending on the... Because Wallace is the champion in one, and Steven's the champion of another one. Like an original Gold and Silver, not Gold and Silver, but Ruby and Sapphire, it was Wallace who was the champion. But in Emerald, Steven's the champion. And in the remake, Steven's the champion.
Oh, well, I did not remember that. So, I honestly can't think of who it might be.
I am so mad because Gen 3 is my favorite gen.
Do you want to do anything to narrow down the gen any further?
Well, it's obviously the person's Elite Four and not in the remakes. That means not Gen 1 because you can face Gen 1 people.
So let's recap. Yep, let's recap what I said. So this is a female Elite Four member who did not appear in Gold, Silver, Crystal, or the remakes. That's
correct.
That's all we have said so far.
And we narrowed down it was a Elite Four member, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Max, I had no idea.
I can't think of the person's name in Elite Four because it had to be someone from Gen 3.
Because I'm thinking Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, but you're right, it was different back then, and I cannot think of who it might be.
Well, the only people who are different were Wallace and Steven, because depending on the game, you didn't interchange between them. It has to be the person, the ice person. I can't think of her name.
All right, it's your question, so ask if they're an ice-type trainer, because maybe that'll be enough to narrow it down and just take the penalty.
Are they the ice-type trainer in the third generation's Elite Four?
Answering that question specifically, the answer is no. out of curiosity, team, sometimes I babbed. Do you guys think you have an idea who it is?
Yeah, I think I do.
I think so, maybe.
Okay.
So we just suck, Maximus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that you suck. I'd say that you are overlooking something.
Elite Four. They're not in Gen. They're not in Gold, Silver, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Cynthia was our first female champion, but that's Gen 4.
And we already said Phoebe.
Yeah, and it can't be anything from Generations 1 or 2 because they're all in Gold, Silver.
Yeah.
Are they?
Wait, Lorelei and Agatha, they're both, aren't they? Oh, wait a minute. Are Lorelei and Agatha... Oh, wait, no. Wait a minute. I just realized something. Didn't Lorelei get replaced in Gen 2?
Maybe.
Yeah, she got replaced with a theory about her turning to, was it Will? Like, oh, I remember that. It could be Lorelai. I just realized that.
All right, let's do it. Are you Lorelai?
Yes.
Okay.
folks, if you guys are okay with it, I'm actually going to give you a 1 point penalty on that because I gave you a nudge with that one.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, so I'll double check. I believe that should have been 10 questions that nine questions plus the penalty. So you got so that makes it a total of 1,100 points. So, all right, very very nice. So yeah, that one. I was struggling, and I want to put you guys just on the right track with reminding you that yeah, the Elite Four in Gen 1 and 2 are different. All right, let's bump back to Team Sometimes I Bab. We have the NPC ready for you, so we can go ahead and switch it up. Sometimes I Fly, why don't you go ahead and start this one?
All right, are you a boy or a girl?
You're a girl.
Were you introduced in Generations 1, 2, or 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. Especially for characters, I struggle with the later gens.
Pokemon,
I'm all right. But all right, let's see here. Can you battle this person?
Yes.
All right.
Are you a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Do we start listing them off now, or should we narrow the generations a little more?
Could we pull from past episodes that I listened to and ask if their specific type is considered physical or special before Gen 4?
Because
then we would at least get a sort of an idea of what type they are.
That's true. If only I knew that by heart. It's pretty, I guess for the most part, it's obvious. Okay. Actually, I'm gonna ask the generations first. Sure. Are you from generations 1 or 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is the gym leader's specific type considered physical before the physical special split in the types?
Yes.
Okay.
It's considered physical.
Okay, so that would... Sorry.
Jasmine is...
Yeah, Jasmine is steel.
Is grass considered special?
Yeah, that's special.
It's special, so it's not Erica.
No. Could be... Wait. Who's...
Like, all the Gen 1s are special, like Sabrina, Erica, Misty, they're all...
Janine, Koga's granddaughter. Poison is physical.
Poison's physical. Okay, that's a good catch, because that's the one that I always forget. Split. I was worried about. Okay. So, from Generation 2, we have Jasmine, and honestly, are there any other female
Jasmine, characters? Whitney, and Janine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's the three of them. So I guess, from that point, I guess we just take some shots in the dark here.
Sure.
I like steel types a little bit, so let's go with Jasmine. Are you Jasmine?
No.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go for everybody's favorite. Are you Whitney?
No.
Oh. No.
I hope we're not missing one.
I know.
are you Janine?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the second time that it's been the last of the three.
Yes, it is. So, again, unlucky, you did that in 9 questions, so that's worth another 1,200 points. And putting your total right now to 2,400, I believe that'll have to be the last one because of time purposes. So back to Team Truffle Shuffle. We have your NPC pulled up. Mr. Maximus, would you like to go ahead and start this round of questioning?
Not a problem. And I apologize for taking up time. Sorry, I like to think.
That's okay. That just means that Professor Snake has to do editing on the other end. So,
are you a boy or a girl?
You are a boy.
Are you encounterable in Gen 1, 2, or 3?
No.
Uh-oh. Are you a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to try to narrow down the gen more to at least...
Oh, yeah, because I just realized there's a Gen 7 now.
Well, to help you folks out just a little bit, I want, and in all fairness, be absolutely clear, there is a difference between gym leader, trial captain, and kahunas. So that'll ease things up a little bit.
Gotcha.
Okay. Are you a gym leader in Gens 4 or 5?
Yes.
Okay. Fabulous.
Right. I do not know these Gens as well as the others.
Neither do I.
Are you a gym leader in Gen 5?
No.
Rough days. Okay. So, Platinum. Or one of those. This is going to be bad. I have no idea.
There's the electric dude. Was it Shriker? Raker? That should be so disappointed in me right now.
Whose turn is it for a question?
This was question last. You're on question 5, so this is back to Maximus.
Okay. So what can we do to help ourselves?
Well, it's a boy. Well, a guy, I should say. It would be kind of disrespectful to say boy, but...
I can literally only think of one gym leader from Gen 4, and it's because he was just so out there.
Yeah, and
it was Crasher. Crasher, the water guy. That's the only one I remember because he was so weird looking.
And the only one I can remember is like Shriker or the electric one at the end.
Let's just go for it. Let's just ask if it's Shriker, I'll ask if it's Crasher, and then maybe we'll have narrowed it down enough.
Well, you asked first because I don't even know if Shriker is his real name, but
all right, are you Crasher?
I will accept that, yes. You
Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh, we left out. That was the only one I knew by name.
The character is actually Crasher Wake. I will accept that, yes.
Do you know who I was talking about?
I believe let's ask your opponents. Do you guys know which character Maximus is talking about?
He's the electric one, the final gym leader.
No I know idea.
I know his city, but his name I don't remember. I definitely know.
So, Game Freak, if you're listening, this is a reason to make a Gen 4 remake. Because nobody knows anything about Gen 4. I'm a little surprised. The electric one, I believe it's Volkner.
I was thinking Shriker or something.
And then other male gym leaders from Gen 4, you have Rourke. He is the first one you battle. Yep, and then you also have his father, Byron.
I would have gotten none of those.
Yeah. Wow.
We are so lucky. We redeemed ourselves from the first question.
Four? I think so, because you have our Gardenia the Grass one, you have Fantina Ghost, you have Candace Ice, and who am I missing... I don't know. I got 7 out of 8, so that's better than you guys.
Yeah, listening to you list the gym leaders just makes me actually want to play Gen 4 again. They need to actually want the remake. Now.
I gotta get another copy because I'm not going over my data.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I've basically cleaned out all my previous games, but I don't want to write over my Pokedexes. Let's check and make sure I'm going to, Maylene is the other one.
All right.
So, anyway.
So lucky.
Yes, I'd have to say so. So with that, you guys got that in 6 questions, which is, a huge advantage at this point. Here are the scoring totals. Team Sometimes I Bab is at 2,400 points at the end of this round. And Team Truffle Shuffle is at 2,600 points. So Team Truffle Shuffle, for winning the first round, the game Are You a Boy or a Girl, you win a all-expense-paid dinner out to Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where if it moves, we'll serve it.
Sweet. But what if it doesn't move?
I'll have to check what they're buying. I assume they'd at least attempt to serve it anyway. So, all right. Well, congratulations with that. And we'll come back with another game after this short commercial break. We will catch you on the flip flop.
Have you had a hankering for some spicy Dunsparce wings at the low price of $9.35? Or maybe you're getting the vapors for some juicy Toro's tenderloin at a steal of $27.96. Whatever the case, head on over to the Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where, if it moves, we'll serve it.
Hey, Snag, what you drinking?
Oh, this is Toxapepsi.
Toxapepsi? I haven't heard of that drink before.
It's a new soft drink. In their facility, Toxapex are hard at work making this wonderful soft drink. Guaranteed to make your gums bleed twice as much than other brands. Probably. Here, try some.
Ow! My gums! My teeth! My face!
Toxapepsi. The taste is merciless.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers!
And welcome back from that commercial break. We are excited and ready to play the next game, Cliff Hiker. As a reminder of the rules, each member of the team will be given a Pokemon and a move or evolution, and they need to determine what level that happens at. For each number they are off, the Geodude for their team will take a step up the mountain. Each step that Geodude takes will lose the team 200 points from their 5,000 point total. Don't worry, folks. I will keep track of that. Also, each team will be given a Pokemon where they can work together with this, and they need to determine what the national Pokedex number is for that Pokemon. If the Geodude takes a total of 25 steps, that will deplete all of the points for the team. And if the Geodude takes 25 steps or more than 25 steps, it will fall off the mountain, but grab onto a hang glider and glide all the way down to safety. Not to its doom. gentlemen, do we have any questions about that before we get started?
Nope.
Don't think so.
It is based on the moves.
Great. So, last game, we started out with Team Sometimes I Bab. Let's switch it around. Let's go with Team Truffle Shuffle. Beaverla, you said Gen 3, was that one of your favorite games? Am I remembering that right?
Gen 2, but I have played Gen 3.
Okay. I just remember from the questionnaire you said that's one of the games you're a little bit more familiar with. In that game, Meditite was a new Pokemon. What level does Meditite evolve at?
Okay. I think it was more than, like, a normal. I'm going to say 42.
42. That's a pretty good guess. Your Geodude, he's starting his workout. He starts slamming his fists on the ground, moving himself down the path, and he takes a total of 5 steps because Meditite evolves at level 37.
I'll take it.
All right, very nice. That is a pretty good guess. I like it. All right, switching over to Team Sometimes I Bab, Babaloo. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people in this group really like Gen 1 and Gen 2. So I have a question about a Gen 2 Pokemon for you, Babaloo.
All right.
Pineco evolves. In fact, for me, Pineco sticks out because in Pokemon Go, that's one of the Pokemon that can come from a 10-kilometer egg. And for a while, it's really frustrating to get my Fortress. But the question is, what level does Pineco evolve at, Babaloo?
Ooh, I am gonna say level. I know it wasn't an easy level, especially for Pineco. I'm gonna say level 36.
36. All right. That is also a good guess. In fact, your team's Geodude sees how far the Truffle Shuffle Geodude went, and he's like, I'm going to catch up to him. And matches pace, you are also 5 off. Pineco evolves at level 31.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Fantastic. All right, so Geodudes are matching each other head-to-head. Going back to Mr. Maximus. Mr. Maximus, we know that you are typically a fan of ghost-type Pokemon. Those seem to be ones that you use quite often. So the question for you, Miss Drevis, what level does that Pokemon learn Shadow Ball at?
Okay, for a second there, I thought you were saying, what level does it evolve on? So, wait, that's a trick question.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Shadow Ball, Mischievous. That seems like a high-level move for some reason. I would say level 35.
35. That is, you guys are relatively consistent. You guys are making great guesses. With this guest, your Geodude, he's thinking, yep, I gotta keep making my way up that mountain, and takes a 6 more steps, because Mischievous learns Shadow Ball at level 41.
Oh, that is
awesome. Oh, wow.
Yeah. learn Shadow Ball at level, 41, putting it, 11 steps, not quite halfway down the mountain, so you're in a pretty good spot right now.
Good.
All right, back to Sometimes I Bab, the sometimes part of that team. It is your turn. Now, am I remembering this correctly? You recently wrote an article about Flygon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
That's what I
did not look up the levels, unfortunately. I know the moves, but not the levels.
And Maximus, you said this is your favorite dragon Pokemon?
Yep.
Awesome. Don't worry, Mr. Viss is my favorite ghost, so you got
All right, so the question for you, Sometimes I Fly, hopefully when you were researching this, you looked at some levels for some of the moves, because the question for this is, what level does Flygon learn Dragon Rush?
Oh man, I could be really off on this one. Because I feel like that's at one end of the spectrum, not in the middle. So... I want to say, 64, but if that's... Yeah,
and
I think I'm going to have...
A quick reminder, I don't know if this is going to change your answer or not. These are all Gen 7 levels.
Yeah,
so okay. I'm not sure if that changes your answer at all.
Man, why couldn't have been a useful move? Just kidding. I'm gonna hedge my bet a little bit though. I don't know if I want to actually, because in Gen 7 things can learn moves a lot later even. So I'm just gonna say 64. Let's just go for it.
All right, 64. Your Geodude. He sees how far the Truffle Shuffle Geodude went, and he is like, I can outdo that. Let me show you. So he starts hopping down the path. He starts making his way down, and he's like, I can almost see the edge of the mountain from here. Actually, went to level 47.
Ambitious little guy.
Yeah, very, very ambitious. So it took a total of 17 steps for that. So you guys are at 22 steps. You're right up to the edge of the mountain. All right.
Oh, man.
So with that, going into the last round, Team Sometimes I Bab, you guys are going to be very careful with this, but it is going back to Team Truffle Shuffle. So Beavolaw and Maximus, you guys are welcome and encouraged to work together on this one.
Fabulous.
We are looking for the national Pokedex number of Delmise.
Oh my god.
Wait, you said Delmise?
Delmise, yes.
It's way towards the end. It's obviously before the Ultra Beasts. So Marshadow's 802. So if we go back,
remind me what Delmise again is. I'm still learning Gen 7 Pokemon.
It's the Anchor.
Oh.
So if 802 is the last one, and we are at 11, so we can go 14. So let's take 20 off 802 and say 780, somewhere in there.
Because 802 is the last Pokemon.
That's Marshadow, I'm pretty sure.
So we can make that margin a little bit bigger because aren't the Ultra Beasts at the end, so that can take four off of that.
So we're six. Or six. Seven.
Oh, yeah, because like then we have Lunala and Solego there and at the end.
The Krozma.
Yep. So we have a little bit more leeway. So you want to say...
775?
We can.
All right, 775.
All right, 775. You guys reasoned that out. I was actually going to be floored by the way you're going with that. It is 781.
Darn it! No!
We're in trouble. So you said, yeah, just take off.
If you would have said 780, I would have been so surprised.
I'll say, you said, yeah, just take off 20 from 802 and we'll be good. Yeah, you would have been really close. but with 775, you take six more steps, putting you at 17 total. Let me double check exactly how many points you're going to have from that. So the way it's set up, you guys have earned 1,600 points for this round.
All right,
gentlemen, nice work. I have to say that was very impressive. All right, back to Sometimes I Babble. Are you guys ready to make yourselves look fantastic?
I'm ready to make a Geodude fly.
Well, I was thinking on the other end. I'm saying that you guys are going to nail this. You're going to get it in one, and your Geodude is not going to move. Let's see what we got. We're again looking for a national Pokedex number of Silvally.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Now, Babalu, am I remembering this is one of your favorite Pokemon from the new generations. Is that right?
Yeah, now you're going to make me look bad.
So I think
you are correct, but
I think the type null is in one of the first island Pokedexes, isn't it? But I don't know if those translate to the national Pokedex, like one for one.
If I was to take a guess, which is what I'm going to do, I would guess that type null and Silvally are again kind of near the end of the Pokedex, or would you disagree with that?
I just know that they're on an early island Pokedex. I don't know if that means that they're early on in the national dex or if they're still managed to be later on. It's kind of a tricky one in that way because it's like you don't encounter it early on.
Right.
It's just there because you pick it up later on that island. Well... I guess Necrozma is also on an early island, and he's at the end of the Pokedex. So,
true.
I guess that means that so could type no. All right. In that case, it would... Oh, man.
I kind of want to be a little cheeky and guess 775.
Delmas is available on the last island, I think, so it's kind of later in the game, right?
Yeah.
And it was 781.
Yes.
I mean, we could hedge our bets and go like 750 or something in the middle, but
we're gonna need an answer from you guys.
I'm fine with 775, I guess. I really don't know.
Yeah, let's go for it. 775.
This is awesome. It's not 775. It's
773. Oh, no. Bravo.
Your Juju takes two steps and does not fly off the mountain.
That's perfect.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great.
Nice job.
Oh, good job, guys. I said you were going to look fantastic.
if you guys hadn't picked it before, there's no way I would have guessed that, so I'm giving that to you.
Alright, nice round. Very enjoyable, folks. This was a really good round. So after this round, Team Truffle Shuffle, they won this round as well. They got 1,600 points, bringing their total to 4,200, however you want to phrase it. And Team Sometimes I Bab, you guys were only able to earn 200 points in this round. So you now have a total of 2,600. But... in the last round, there will be opportunity for you to try and catch up with that. Before we go to commercial break, let me remind you folks, Team Truffle Shuffle, you won another prize. You have won a year's supply to test out, beta test, if you will, Toxapepsi. The taste is merciless.
Oh, man, I can't drink Toxapepsi. I'm allergic to it.
Sorry, this test run, or I mean this opportunity to try this stuff is non-transferable. Alright, so with that, we will come back to you with our final game after this commercial break. We will catch you on the flip-flop.
Come take a vacation to one of the most peaceful places in the Pokemon world.
Oh my god! There's 60 Gyarados or more!
The Lake of Rage. You can sit by the peaceful water and watch the Magikarp as they swim by.
Get down! Hyper Beam!
Go play in the water and swim around a little bit.
It's got my puppy!
Come take a trip to the Lake of Rage, brought to you by Altaria Travel Agency, where the clouds are the limit.
Hey, it's Thatch, and I wanted to let you know how you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can come to PucklePodcast.com, where we have a chat box and forums where you can talk to many other Pokemon fans who also listen to the show. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on our Twitter, liking our Facebook page, subscribing to our subreddit, and following our Tumblr. Don't forget to review us on iTunes, though. It helps us find more people to come and hang out with us, and we can have larger tournaments because of it. And if you're feeling generous, we also have a Patreon where you can donate in return for some awesome rewards. And as always, thanks for listening and for all the support you give us. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And now it's time to play Pokemon Password.
Welcome back from our last commercial break, and we are ready to play our last game, which is, of course, Pokemon Password. Here are the rules for the game to remind everybody. There's a secret password that only one member of each team knows. Starting with the first team, the player who knows the password will give a one-word hint to their partner to try to guess. If that player is unsuccessful on their guess, the other team has a chance to give a one-word clue and try to guess. This continues until the password is given. You cannot give clues that rhyme or contain parts of the word. The sooner the password is given, the more points that can be earned, up to 1,500 points per password. Do we have any questions or need any clarification of the rules, gentlemen?
Nope.
All right, so for round one, we are going to have our hosts, Mr. Maximus and Sometimes I Fly, give the hints. And we will start out, so giving clue number one, Sometimes I Fly, let's have you start this round.
All right. Let's go with the clue. Trumpets.
Hoenn?
No. Going to Team Truffle Shuffle?
Pico.
Kalos.
All right. No. Switching back to Team Sometimes I Bab. Go ahead, Sometimes I Fly.
Sailor.
Mr. Briny.
There it is.
Nice.
Oh.
I did not know that guy's name. Yeah. And I thought Maximus's clue Pico's was really good.
It's the bird. Yeah. It's his swing
Pico
ball.
Gave it away for me.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was okay.
I did not know the bird's name, so that was really good.
All right, so round one of this game going to Team Sometimes I Bab for 1,300 points. Very nice, gentlemen. Switching now, our guests will be giving the hints for this round, and we will switch it up. So, Beaverla, you can go ahead and give the first hint to Mr. Maximus.
Okay. Johto.
Goldenrod?
No. Switching to Sometimes I Bab. Go ahead. Babaloo.
Eeveelutions.
All right, so Sometimes I Fly. Do you have a guess?
Oh, sorry. I didn't... realized that I was muted still. My bad. I just went through a whole explanation of how it couldn't be the day, like it wasn't a stone because it's day night cycle, so it must just be the Pokemon. So I'll guess Espeon.
No, not Espeon. Going back to Team Truffle Shuffle, go ahead, Beavola.
Dancers.
Umbreon.
No.
Oh, I got this.
Oh, no.
Switching back to Team Sometimes I Bab. Babaloo, give your hint.
Trainers.
The Kimono Girls.
That's it, yes.
Ah,
yeah. See, he said, oh, you dang. Oh, okay, I didn't know. I was thinking, no, I must have, wait a minute. He said Espeon, he said of Eeveelutions. That he wanted the Pokemon.
All right.
So, I was trying to softball the first one because I thought Eeveelutions would be like way, like, obvious.
All right. I love the strategy that comes with this game because it's, do you give too good of a hint to get your person, your teammate to get it, or do you make it a little bit more subtle so the other team can't get it on their guess?
That you get from there?
I think it might be. All right, as I said, folks, this was anyone's game. At this point, with Team Sometimes I Bab grabbing those first two rounds, you guys are in the lead right now.
Oh, Lord.
Awesome.
We're doing it. So, the comeback is real.
I apologize.
So with that, we have a few more rounds to go with this. So moving on to the next one. This is going to be round three. So, with that, let's move back to our host giving the clues, Mr. Maximus. Go ahead and start us off with this one.
Sinnoh?
Electric.
No. Going to Team Sometimes I Bab?
Highest.
Mount Coronet?
That's it!
Oh!
All right. That's
awesome.
Yeah, very nice. That was. I was wondering how you're gonna say the word mountain or mount without saying.
Yeah, that's going over all the things in my head that kind of.
That's fantastic. All right, Team Truffle Shuffle. Let's see if we can get you guys on the board for this next round. So we're gonna have our guests give the hosts or give the guests give the hints. That's the word I'm trying to say, and. Let me see where I'm at. So we're at Babaloo. You give the first hint on this one.
SOS.
Baby Pokemon?
No. Switching to Team Truffle Shuffle.
Item.
Megastone?
No. Switching back to Team Sometimes I Bab.
Alola.
Adrenaline Orb.
That is it, yes.
Yeah.
So we are pulling a Falcons right now. We are blowing a huge lead.
All right. Well, let's take a look though. There's still a chance, but we'll play this out to the end. Back to our hosts. So Sometimes I Fly for Team Sometimes I Bab. Go ahead and give the first hint for the fifth round of this.
All right. Duke.
Hariyama.
No. Switching to Team Truffle Shuffle. Mr. Maximus, go ahead and give the hint.
Kalos.
The thing that's killing me is I know what it is. It's not Battle Frontier. Battle Chateau?
Yeah!
Yes! Woohoo! On the board!
Nice work. Yes, it is the Battle Chateau. Very good.
Oh, God.
All right. And with our final round then here, we have going back to our guests giving the hints. And
no pressure.
So, guests... go ahead, we'll have this one, and this is going to be back then to Team Sometimes I, or no, sorry, Truffle Shuffle, Team Truffle Shuffle, with Bivola giving the first hint for this last round.
Okay. Black.
Zekrom?
No. Switching over to team sometimes I bab, Babaloo.
Exclusive?
Is it easy mode?
No. Back to Truffle Shuffle.
Tree Hollow.
Secret Garden?
No. Back to sometimes I bab.
Trees.
Trees. Interesting, because I thought the counterpart was like a city, but now I don't quite know. These are the games I played the least, but I at least played through Pokemon White. The one clue was Hollow Grove, right? Or Tree Hollow? Tree Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... I feel like Black was in the... No, it can't be because that was one of the hints, so it can't be in the name. Dark Grove?
No. Back to Team Truffle Shuffle.
Opposite.
So the clues were Black... and trees and
Tree Hollow was one of them.
Opposite of Black, whoa, White Forest.
Yes, it is the White Forest. Nice.
He said opposite. Opposite.
That was five, right, folks? Was that five?
I started it, so yeah, it had to be an odd number.
So it's either five or seven. Let's call it five. That's fine. So after five questions, you guys earn 1,100 points. Very nicely done to pull off those last couple. The winner of this round is Team Sometimes I Bab.
We won one.
And awesome. Let me...
I think I might have blown the lead that we gained, though. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
All right, so as was mentioned just a moment ago, Team Sometimes I Bab did win this last round. They scored a total of 5,200 points. Team Truffle Jeez. Shuffle was only able to score 2,500 with this. So the final score is Team Sometimes I Bab, you earned 7,800 points. And Team Truffle Shuffle, you earned 6,700 points.
Drop the ball.
Congratulations, Team Sometimes I Bab, in a very well-fought, very entertaining game. You guys came out on top. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Way to go, Babaloo. You nailed some of those questions in the last section.
Well, so did you.
Now, as your prize for winning the entire game, you get an all-expense Altaria Airs trip, paid trip to Mount Coronet, where you get to visit the mountain, evolve your Magnezone, your Magnetons to your Magnezones, and your Nosepass to your Probopass, and just generally explore the Sinnoh region. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Relax in the comforts of the distortion world.
All right. With that, I will mention that Babaloo, since you won this round of Puckle Game Corner, you do also get to submit for the trivia badge on the Puckle Podcast website.
Nice.
So go ahead and submit for that. And Sometimes I Fly, congratulations for coming out as the winner of this round.
I'm glad I got a win under my belt. Feels good.
So don't forget to find us on all the socials. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Tumblr, as well as just the regular website. We also have subreddits, which Sometimes I Fly, are you still posting articles on there as well?
No, I've moved over to just the website.
Okay, so the subreddit is just kind of our forums. That's where we chat it up. And don't forget to just listen to all the shows on Puckle. With that, folks, we'll let everyone sign off, starting out with our winner, Babaloo.
It was a lot of fun doing this. Thank you, and thanks a lot to Sometimes I Fly. You're an excellent cohort.
It was wonderful to have you on, Babaloo. Beavola, thank you. Beavola dropped in last minute and was able to play this game with us today. So thank you for joining us as well, Beavola.
No, of course. Thanks for having me on, and I now know how Golden State felt last year.
All right, and then Sometimes I Fly again. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for hosting the show. It's a lot of fun. Really, really does. They're really impressive now.
Great, thank you. And Mr. Maximus, again, thank you for joining us. Sorry that we couldn't get a win under your belt yet, but maybe next time.
Yeah, just gotta keep going for it.
It'll happen. All right. And with that, folks, from the PokéStars Studios in Burbank City, I'm Professor Snag signing off. Don't forget to take your dittos out of the daycare to help control the pet population. Catch you on the flip-flop.
Cue the Taylor Swift song.
Which one?
22.
Oh, 22, that one. Okay, I was like, sometimes oof. I fly. No, that's a really old song. All right. What is it? Not sometimes I fly, but I don't know. Snag needs to do some editing here because this is awkward.
I couldn't pick that either. All of them.
I Believe I Can Fly. That's the one I was looking for. I Believe I Can Fly.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.